Why is it important to remember the good news of Jesus whenever we talk about any tough topic? Hey guys, I'm Andrew, and this is Unlock, your daily key to open up your heart to God. We've got another one of those topics that's, well, just a little uncomfortable to talk about. The topic of purity, or frankly, moral purity, sexual purity. Even though it is one that is uncomfortable and might make you squirm a little bit, God's Word has a lot to say about it, and it is an important issue to talk about. Today's devotional is titled Purity Problems, and it was written by Robin Mulder. Have you ever heard a speaker talk about how important it is to be sexually pure? Maybe they said, God has someone special in mind for you, so save yourself for that person. You can unwrap the gift of sex with that person on your wedding night, and it'll be worth the wait. Those ideas are helpful to many teens, keeping them from sinning sexually. But shared without the good news of Jesus, these ideas, well, can be frankly damaging. If someone has sinned sexually, they can experience so much shame from a talk like this that it can be traumatic. They figure, I'm already damaged, so why even try? I mean, does God still love me? Well, sexual purity is important. Sexual sin is not the ultimate sin, because all sin makes us guilty before God. But through faith in Christ, we can be forgiven of any sin, free from condemnation, loved by God, and covered by Christ's purity and obedience. We can read about that in verses like Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, Romans 8, verse 1, as well as verses 38 through 39. In Christ, you are no longer defined by your sins, because they are nailed to the cross. You are a loved child of God. We can see that in Romans 6, verse 6. Through the power of His Holy Spirit, you can begin to seek to honor Christ in all areas of your life, including through sex. And what does that look like? Sex within marriage is God's plan. We see that in Hebrews 13, verse 4. In that context, sex is good and glorifies God. But it's important that you understand that sex is not what you see in the media. The first time two people are sexually intimate is not the perfect time depicted in movies or books. It's worth the wait, but getting to know a spouse intimately doesn't magically happen as soon as someone gets married. Intimacy in any relationship takes work. Years of work, years of love, and years of trust. This is a way that spouses show the love of God to each other. We see that in what many refer to as the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Talk to Jesus about all aspects of your future. If it's His will that you get married, He'll guide you to the person you'll grow to love with your heart, mind, soul, and even body. So let's talk about this. Why is it important to remember the good news of Jesus whenever we talk about sex or any tough topic? Why can we talk to Jesus about any sin we've committed or have been tempted to commit? If you need a little help with this one, check out Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16, and 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. As we read in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, for we know that our old self was crucified with Him, with Jesus, so that the body ruled by sin might be rendered powerless, so that we may no longer be enslaved to sin. Now, I'd encourage you to read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 20, as well as 1 Corinthians chapter 13, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you stopped by our Instagram page lately? We would love to connect with you. Just search for @UnlockedDevo. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.